Now, after approving a fresh round of sanctions against Iran by U.S. Congress, Washington accused Iran of violating the spirit of the nuclear deal. Iran, however, says that it is the U.S. that has been refusing to comply with the terms of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action by imposing more sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Tehran also says that Washington's new measures will not go unanswered.
Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill which would impose more sanctions against Iran over its missile program. The legislation was also overwhelmingly approved in the U.S. Senate to be sent to the president. The White House announced that President Donald Trump would sign the new raft of sanctions. Moreover, Washington said that it would work with its allies to put even more pressure on Iran. Iran reacted to the punitive measures, saying the move would not go unanswered.
Measures have been adopted in response to U.S. sanctions and were handed over by the president to different organizations, including Iran's International Atomic Energy Agency and the Foreign Ministry. These measures will be implemented and reported to the committee monitoring the implementation of the JCPOA.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif further said new U.S. sanctions against Iran showed that Washington breaks its promises. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has accused Iran of violating the spirit of the historic nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries.
Iran has not been a good neighbor in the region. It has not stopped its ballistic missile program. And so the spirit of the agreement has been violated. Now, how do we want to translate that into what does that mean if we say the spirit of the agreement has been violated?
Tillerson said that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action should serve the U.S. interests in the first place, noting that otherwise it could not be maintained. Analysts say that the U.S. accusations are null and void, since there is no article in the agreement that prohibits Iran from pursuing its missile program.
Neither by the terms of the JCPOA or the UN Resolution 2231, Iran is supposed to stop its conventional missile program. And I really don't know what the spirit of the agreement means. There's an agreement document with its annexes and the letters and the content. And if there is a grieving party, they need to point out specifically to which aspect of that agreement has been concretely violated and Iran is in non-compliance. And surely the United States cannot do so because Iran is, according to the UN Atomic Agency, in full compliance with the terms of the nuclear accord.
The International Atomic Energy Agency and other signatories to the JCPOA have on different occasions certified that Iran has been living up to the terms of the nuclear deal, which was signed in July 2015. But the United States keeps adopting measures which go against the terms of the agreement. The coming months could prove crucial to the fate of the accord, which many believe has so far done little to knock down the wall of distrust between Iran and the U.S.